If this is the first time ever listening to The Bromar Show, go ahead and subscribe to The Bromar Show and check out the previous seasons, any of the previous episodes I had. It's been out for about 5 seasons, so go ahead and give it a check out. Listen to any of the previous episodes and also subscribe to it on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. And now The Bromar Show is available on the iHeartMedia app. So go ahead and download the iHeartMedia app, subscribe to The Bromar Show, and also follow The Bromar Show on social media, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, which is at The Bromar Show. You may not look at things the same after I talk about this topic. We'll go ahead and go more into detail here in just a couple moments, but first, I think it's safe to say that we found two Bromar Show traditions. We used to have one where we talked about 13 Reasons Why, but that series is over. I don't think there's like a spinoff or anything coming. But another tradition we used to do on the Bromar Show is we talk about any updates about Victoria's Secret, because that is essentially the very first episode of the Bromar Show is about Victoria's Secret. Like, the real secret is that Victoria is a man, and which was apparently them hiring their first transgender model, which I thought if they pull this off right, they might be able to do it. You know, I actually, you know, regardless of all the woke stuff that people are talking about, that's saying, you know, go woke, go broke, I actually did have a little bit of faith. If they actually had two separate runway shows, the company would be doing pretty effing well. But nah, they just thought it would be funny to incorporate this idea into the runway show. So there was actually some trending articles throughout the lifespan of the Bromar Show mentioning Victoria's Secret. And this was one of the most recent ones that led up to this point. So the CEO of Victoria's Secret and pink apparel brand, Amy Hawk, has resigned less than a year into the job. And this is according to KCRA, which I'm guessing it's a California radio station or news station. Oh yeah, it's a news station in Sacramento. Okay, so Martin Waters, who is the CEO of the brand's parent company, Victoria's Secret & Co., which now I understand where the term VSCO comes from. It's literally that, I guess. So he'll take over as the CEO of the brand. Shares of Victoria's Secret dropped 8% on the news during the after-hours trading. And in recent years, Victoria's Secret has struggled as some customers rejected his marketing replete with supermodels and angels fashion shows and switched to niche bra brands. And the company also became embroiled in turmoil over founder Leslie Wexner's ties to Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know if I remember making an episode about that. I think I made an episode about that too. I was calling it. Like, Victoria's Secret, it's having a pretty shaky future right now. So some buyers just decided not to associate themselves with Jeffrey Epstein. So the company overhauled its advertising, began using broader range of models, and ended its Angels fashion show. Which I think that's around the same time that they did announce their first transgender model. But yeah, Victoria's Secret sales have been uneven since the start of the Modelo virus. Yeah, you can guess what that is. And they have tumbled in 2020 during the peak of, yeah, the Modelo virus, but bounced back in 2021. And they're still projected to fall by up to 7% this year. Things are looking very shaky for Victoria's Secret right now. As long as we could talk about on the Bromar Show, it's going to be Bromar Show tradition. Another Bromar Show tradition I like doing is talking about the upcoming dating trends of whatever year we do. But I think I'm going to postpone that because, well, it's going to get longer than I thought, because you know how I get when it comes to that topic. I know people like to talk about dating. They like to hear it because people nowadays are, I would say, a little desperate for human connection more than ever, but there'll be a whole different topic. But yeah, this is all I want to talk about since, you know, I haven't talked about Victoria's Secret in a while, and it was like the very first episode, it was about Victoria's Secret. So it's kind of like a homage to it, I guess. Homage. How do you say that word? Your boy's got to read more books. That's all I know. Your boy here. Okay, I might turn this into a journalism piece. Might as well. Since everybody and their mama wants to be a journalist, especially Vice and BuzzFeed, which I haven't talked trash about them in quite a while. And I used to do that a lot in way back in the day before the Bromar show even was a thing. I might release a clip of that too, but I have another clip for that too. Oh, I have so many clips now. But this is a trend that your boy just found out about recently. And you're going to go into this rabbit hole a little bit and you may not look at things the same. So I think we can actually go ahead and start this piece. Let's see how it goes. Your boy here just randomly came up with this. I think it is safe to say that we made some strides in the LGBT community.
All my life I was terrified. Now I'm free.
At the same time, there's still some things that we should work on.
People are pissed off, angry.
We are both under attack.
But what I'm getting ready to explain here is something that you may not look at things the same after this.
I know some things are pretty rough right now, but it's not all bad.
And this has something to do with the incel community.
I've never had a girlfriend all my life.
I wake up and I just feel, you know, rejected.
And as you know, incels get a lot of rep for being violent and having hatred and bitterness towards women.
Tragically, it was learned that of the 10 victims, 8 of them were women.
That was when Elliot Rodger decided to essentially commit an uprising, a beta uprising, if you will, right, against the Chads and the Stacys.
But this is a trend that might have actually changed things for the way that we know today.
Allow me to regretfully inform you about the issue of transmaxing.
Transmaxing is the trend that I've just recently discovered and got a little curious about what it actually is.
Why are incels turning themselves into girls?
Transmaxers, online community of men who consider themselves involuntarily celibate, or incels, are transitioning to the opposite sex to escape sexual rejection and improve their lives.
It's confusing. It's still very confusing to me, because it's new, it's very new. But it's enjoyable. And like, I want to be treated like a woman. And so do most women. Like, that's a normal thing.
And the online manifesto of the transmaxers promises, since females have the upper hand on the dating market, transitioning from male to female will usually improve your options when it comes to getting sex.
Well, if I pass enough, most people just seeing me will treat me like a woman anyway.
You can get sexual excitement from having a feminine body.
Is it possible that there is a catalyst involved in this?
People, especially young men, have given up on intimacy.
Dating is a lot different than it was back then, especially with social media and everything.
So recently, there has been articles about how Americans are having less sex and that there's more lonely men than ever.
The rise of lonely single men and the rise of sexless men.
Having sex is actually, I mean, too much
trouble. On the sex robot. Right.
So it's a possibility that this ties in with the transmaxing term.
He was absolutely right. This is a very prophetic article because, yes, inceldom is only going to get worse, has already got worse, and will probably continue to get worse.
And we're trying to end as much of the stigma about the LGBT community.
We made the decision to enhance our security prior to the shooting in Norway, but it really confirmed why we're doing what we're doing.
Would this further end the stigma or add more fuel to the fire about the stigma?
Men are born XY, women are born XX, intersex people don't exist.
It's something that we're gonna have to wait and see. Since I mentioned the topic about BuzzFeed and journalism, this Bromar file has to do with just how crappy BuzzFeed is, and so is Vice. I have a couple of clips about them, but oh, this one here, perfect, because your boy here is a cook. Your boy actually has been working in the restaurant industry for quite some while, even though it's been a part-time job most of the time, but I think this is the first time I actually went full time with it. And man, this is a throwback to it because this is what I really dislike BuzzFeed for the most. Because, you know, they ain't experts like I am. But I'll go ahead and actually play the clip here for you, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
So you know how there are videos about making certain dishes, you know, like cheesecake and all this mess, and it's mostly from BuzzFeed and Lifehacks, you know, the trash-ass websites that they don't know what the f*** they're doing. Guys, they're a disgrace, man. See, it's the main reason why I tell people, hey, if you're gonna make a cheesecake from BuzzFeed, quit that shit and go to the Cheesecake Factory and buy it for like $50, man. It's worth the $50. It saves you a ton of time. Like, yes, I know Cheesecake Factory is freaking busy like 24/7 depending on which one you go, but the whole point is, it saves you a lot of time compared to the freaking videos that BuzzFeed and them do. And also, it's higher quality when you get it from the Cheesecake Factory. I'm just saying, that's just me. But yeah, like, these videos are just so damn deceptive. Like, why the f- do you have to, oh yeah, it takes about 10 minutes to make this easy Oreo cheesecake. No, just go to the Cheesecake Factory and order an Oreo Dream Extreme cheesecake, like a whole entire one. You can buy those, yes, a whole cheesecake for like probably $50, depending on the price. I don't know, but it's around 50. That's all I know. But yeah, videos on BuzzFeed that I find on how to make cheesecake and, you know, all these fancy dishes for cheap prices, you know what I'm saying? Here's the thing, BuzzFeed is not a culinary expert, so I don't trust them. I don't. Unless Gordon Ramsay was in one of those BuzzFeed videos, then yes, I'll definitely be cooking that at home. Why? Because even though I'm not an expert, at least I know that if I follow every step, I know that I fuck somewhere. And you know, hey, I know the experts, I feel more confidence in doing this when the experts do it, you know? Like, I know I'm not the best or I'm not an actual chef, but hey, they're the experts and I trust them fully, so it brings up my confidence boost a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, it was them that did it, so this should turn out great if I do it, as long as I follow their directions and it's all good. But yeah, watching a video on Gordon Ramsay making food is better than watching a video on BuzzFeed, you know, on how to make this type of dish. Gordon Ramsay's steps are going to be like, so yeah, just make sure you cook it all the way, don't cook it raw, make sure you don't burn the meat, and make it taste like rubber, because we're not here to, you know, make this monstrosity here, and just make sure this plate's not fucking disgusting. That's all I ask. Yep, that's basically a Gordon Ramsay tutorial right there. Or even better, shoot, I'd rather just have a person straight from prison make a simple-ass dish, a bum-ass dish, or even basic-ass waffles. They know how to make that shit taste good, man. That's all I know.
I'm telling you, I was a completely different character back in the day before the Bro War Show was a thing. The only time it's ever necessary is I'm really pissed off. And as you can see in that clip, I was pissed off. But that pretty much does it for me. All right, so that pretty much is going to do it for me. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you go ahead and follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And also go ahead and follow the Bromar Show on Instagram, which is at the Bromar Show. And that's going to do it for me. Until next time.